Good evening. The president today did not merely insist he was justified in declassifying American intelligence secrets to rebut and perhaps falsely embarrass his critics. He insisted he was the truth teller in the equation. And his supporters again insisted today there were efforts by Iraq to buy uranium in Niger. All this against the backdrop of the special prosecutor in Plaingate telling a court that the administration's actions were part of a, quote, concerted action to discredit, punish, or seek revenge against Ambassador Joseph Wilson for his criticism of the rationale for war in Iraq. Our fifth story on the countdown, Ambassador Wilson joins us in a moment, but first, the president's extraordinary explanation. He told students at Johns Hopkins University that he wanted people to see the truth, again insisted that he couldn't really talk about the leak investigation, and then promptly really talked about the leak investigation.
There's an ongoing legal proceeding which precludes me from talking a lot about the case. There's also an ongoing investigation. It's a serious investigation. I will say this, that after we liberated Iraq, there was questions in people's minds about, you know, about the basis on which I made statements, in other words, going into Iraq. And so I decided to declassify the NIE for a reason. I wanted to see people to see what some of those statements were based on. That's what I wanted to see. I wanted people to see the truth. And thought it made sense for people to see the truth. And that's why I declassified the document.
But the parts of the document, the NIE, that were declassified and then revealed by Scooter Libby, namely the claim that Saddam Hussein was trying to purchase uranium ore from Niger, had already been deemed at best dubious by Mr. Bush's own spy services. A memo from the National Intelligence Council sent to the White House in January 2003 baldly stated that the story was baseless and should be ignored, yet the claim still made it into the State of the Union address and into Scooter Libby's arsenal. And then, according to the testimony of the former New York Times reporter Judith Miller, Mr. Libby exaggerated, if not outright lied, about the importance of the Niger connection in the NIE, telling her it was a key judgment of the document and that Iraq was, quote, vigorously trying to procure uranium. In fact, the claim was not a judgment at all, and the NIE contained nothing about Iraq vigorously pursuing uranium. Also tonight, we know on which donkey Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald is intent on pinning this tale. In his court filings, Mr. Fitzgerald says the idea of a campaign to discredit Ambassador Wilson was first floated by Vice President Dick Cheney, that Cheney specifically directed his chief of staff, Mr. Libby, to share information about the NIE uranium claim and Ambassador Wilson's trip to Niger, and that it was Mr. Cheney who was the first to insinuate that said trip had been set up by the ambassador's wife, the undercover CIA agent at the time anyway, Valerie Plame. As promised, joining